SEC Football Media Days from the Winfrey Hotel, and Hoover continues here with the wake-up call on 1300 WTLS and 106.5 FM. Michael Butler with Miles Hathcock, Gary Buchanan, and Charles Bloom, the Associate Commissioner with the Southeastern Conference, who puts it on. And you're just telling me, Charles, 740 credentials. That's a lot of folks covering the SEC for a couple of days here in the Birmingham area.
We're real fortunate to have a league that merits that kind of attention. The successes that we had and the quality programs and institutions that we have, we're pretty fortunate that we can have that attention covering SEC football.
That is excellent. And every year it's about the same. It's become this big, and it's just a huge
event. Yeah, it's an event amongst itself. You know, you look at it and you know, you could see it as a promotional tool for our programs, and it is that, and we want it to be that. But it has become an event that you have to cover, you have to be here if you're a part of the nine-state area.
About how many people on staff do you guys from SEC have to bring to just be here and just work this thing from the golfing and everything?
Well, we could use more. I have a five-person staff, and we work on it, bits and pieces all year, but really about in the summer months we get hammered in on it. And, we bring people in from some of our schools to help with it. And we have some volunteers around the city that come and help. But it's mammoth event. We really need everybody that we have to help it make successful.
It's been in Birmingham for a long time now, and there's been some comments. Gary was looking at some things. Some people had written about the former thing. The subpoena was issued. The papers were served. And a writer said, well, maybe it doesn't need to be in Birmingham because of that. What do you think about those kind of comments?
Well, let me just say this. I think I love it here. We're supposed to be we've got a contract here for another year at the Winfrey. I want to keep it here. So that's
and
my goal.
And the SEC headquarters is here.
Yeah, SEC headquarters right. here. But, you know, there may be depending on how this goes on and who all gets involved in the discussion, you know, I'm sure there'll be some discussion as to the format or as to the event. But at the end of the day, my hope is that it stays and maybe the same kind of format that we have now.
What do you look at when you do select the site? I mean, you say you've got a year contract. Is there a bidding process
for
that?
No, not
is it
really.
Just...
We were at downtown Sheraton for a while, yep. And then we moved it here. We made that decision based on comments from the media. You know, they wanted to have a hotel or a meeting place that was centrally located. Easy to things to get around and have things around the hotel, dinner to go to for dinner afterwards, and a nice hotel, and the Winfrey answers the bell on all of those. The hotel rate is
sure.
not expensive, they're the people here at the Winfrey help us out. I mean, they are tremendous in helping put this event together. I mean. You know, you take here on Radio Row, I have very little involvement with that. You deal with Gina McNair
sure.
here at the Winfrey. So that really helps us out. And, you know, we have talked as a league in the past about moving this event around as a PR tool. When you have 750, 800 media come to your city in a week, you know, that's a tremendous PR tool. So, you know, we looked at it, you know, 4 or 5 years ago. And, you know, if we took it to Jacksonville or Orlando or Tampa or New Orleans, you know, what do we do for that our brand in that city when we take it there? That's some of the things that we talked about. We never thought about taking it somewhere else to avoid something. It was always to add value to our brand in that city. And so... Yeah, the discussion's come up before, but at the end of the day, we've always come back to Birmingham.
Well, I'll say my voice has any impact at all. I love it here, and
I
it's easy.
There's
I think you're right.
Votes.
three votes from Street. We're an hour and a half away from here. Jacksonville's a little further.
Well, not just that, but I love the combinations. It's essential, the access to Birmingham, in and out of, like, if you want to go out to the shopping, several places to eat right around. It's just centrally located and easy to just get around.
It's a perfect setup. When you look at the Galleria and the food places around it. And
especially this year, I've talked about, if people can imagine, they've been to the Winfrey in the corridor, you call it the Radio Row, for leaving the lobby, and we're right here, everybody's set up in the corridor that heads out into the Galleria itself. I would give kudos to you guys this year. I mean, so what do you guys think about all the fans that come here year in and year out? And it seems like the security this year, to me, has stepped up even more. Any reason behind
that? We asked for that. And I will say this. The Winfrey's done a great job of providing that security. And we've really – they've done a great job.